The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so last time we did this Halacha Yud Aleph, which I wanted to go back to again because I forgot to look into something. Adam Shoa, Shuhu, no Saint Staka, yes, I mean a Roilo, someone who is a overly generous person who gives more than he should. Osha Mitzar La'atmo, Vinosin Lagabayin, Kadesh Lagis Bayesh. Or he oppresses himself, afflicts himself, and gives to the Gabayim so that he doesn't become ashamed. Asr l'tava'o, it is asr to demand from him, v'ligbos mimeno tzedakah, and to collect from him tzedakah. V'gabay shal machlimo v'shol mimeno, and a gabay who shames him and asks from him, asid lipara mimeno, is who will get punished for it. Shnemar uflokardi al kol lovatav. So this is what I forgot to do, is to look up the context of that. I'm curious what the context is.
You also know there's a strange Leewood.
Yeah.
Like, why does that have anything to do with?
Yeah, tzedakah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not from something that we read. Yeah, this is not from a Haftorah or anything like that. And Art Scroll's little side guy notes say, when everything looks bleakest, God will heal you. Okay, yeah, so I'm just going to read this. I have no idea if this doesn't give us anything, then whatever. For thus said Hashem, your injury is grave, your wound is acute. No one judges your wound to have a cure. Medications or remedy do not exist for you. Now, what a dour doer nouveau. All your paramours have forgotten you. They do not inquire after you. For I struck you the blow of an enemy with a cruel reproof because of your many sins, your transgressions that were so numerous. How can you cry out over your injury, over your pain that is grave? It is because of your many sins, your transgressions that were so numerous that I inflicted these upon you. Nevertheless, all who devoured you shall themselves be devoured. All who oppressed you, no, we're not there yet, will all go into captivity. Who trampled you will be trampled, and all who despoiled you I shall deliver to become spoils. For I will make a cure for you, and I will heal you from your wounds. Now, this is really a real emotional roller coaster here. Yeah. You're not going to get a cure, and I'm going to cure you. The word of Hashem, for they called you discarded, saying she is Tzion, no one cares about her. Thus said Hashem, we're coming up to our pasuk. Behold, I'm returning the captivity of the tents of Jacob, and I will have mercy on his abodes. And the city will be built upon its hill, and the palace will sit in its proper place. The sound of thanksgiving and the sound of merrymaking will emanate from them. I will multiply them, they will not be diminished. I will make them heavy of number, and they will not dwindle. Here we go. His sons will be as beloved as in the past, and his assembly will be established before me, and I shall deal with all his oppressors. His leader will be from his midst, and his ruler will emerge from within him. I will bring him close, and then he will be able to approach me. For who then would embolden his heart to approach me? The word of Hashem. You will be people unto me, and I will be a God unto you. And we'll just finish up the Nevuah. Behold, the storm of Hashem, a rage shall go forth. A tempest shall seek rest. It will rest upon the head of the wicked. Hashem's burning wrath will not recede until he has accomplished it, and until he has upheld the plans of his heart. In the end of days, you will be able to understand it. At that time, the word of Hashem, I will be a God for all the families of Israel, and they will be a people for me. Not clearly at all about anything that has to do with this. It's disturbing. Let's see if is that a Gemara? Oop. Let's just see if it's Gemara. First of all, let's see if no Gemara Yud Aleph Tzibah V'Basra. Yeah, no, that's not the Perek. Let's just see if it does have this here. Shoah. I don't think we use that word. Yeah.
Why don't you just look up the puzzle good stuff and see if there are any Gemaras on or any surprises of priests, like why don't go from the puzzle?
Because there's no clear way to get there unless I look through all the Mefarshim. So I figured it would be quicker to click on the source that is of the halacha.
Do you not have a Torah to Mima?
There's no Torah to Mima on Nach.
Oh, okay.
Only on the Chumash Megillos.
I agree.
Yeah, sadly. All right. Yeah, here we go. My Shrarusa, the Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, Lefisha Mashkinin Al Hatzdaka, Vafil Be'er Shabbos, Eini, Vahaksiv, Upakardi Al Kol Lachatzav. Okay, so that's interesting. So it's piggybacking on the last halacha, right? We said that you're able to be Mashkin on Erev Shabbos, which is to forcibly take tzedakah. And the Gemara questions it based on our pasuk, saying, if you forcibly take, then isn't that this problem? Let's see if there's a Rashi. Upakarti, Alma, Asr, Lamashkin. Okay, so he just learns from that Asr to do that. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Mishmei Rav, Vafila al Gabay Tzedakah. Even for Gabay Tzedakah, Yeah. And then it says, Lokasha, had to Amid, had to Lo Amid. That is where it's Amid, where it's, he's Ashir, and this is where he's not Ashir. Ki had Rava, Akfe Larav Nasan Bar Ami, Vashaki Almine, Arba Me Azuzi Litzdaka. So he took 400 Zuzi of Tzedaka for him. Okay, yeah, so this is not really helping us in terms of understanding the puzzle. Yeah?
Because if it's saying the if Gavai Tzedaka collects from a poor person, that puzzle applies to him. So to in our case, Gavai Tzedaka who
oh right, right. Yeah, correct. Yeah, that part is clarified here. Is that any gabbai who basically is taking from someone that he shouldn't take from is an oppressor? I just don't understand what it has to do with the context of the psukim there. Just on based on my superficial reading of the R scroll English, okay, which is not the best derech. But Raman Bakius. Okay, next ein poskin nu halacha ein poskin tzedaka al hayisomim. So I didn't know what that meant when I read it, so I had to look at the makbili. Ein poskin. In kotvin sikum shahisomim shrichim lasayis. We don't basically like dictate an amount of money that orphans need to give. Mipnei mitzvah zo ein la gavul. There's no limit to this mitzvah. Vein matilin mitzvos ke'elu al yisomim. We don't, I know cast, but we don't impose mitzvos like these on the yisomim. That's in Hilchos Nachalos 11:10. Let's look that up because I'm not
yisomim, familiar. Yisomim generally in halacha don't mean like someone who's 6 years old and their parent passed away, right?
Right, yeah. We said that you are a yosom as long as one parent died and as long as you're dependent on an adult to care for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's go and let's venture into Mishpatim, the safer that we don't look at. what did it say, 11:10 or 10:11? So 11:10, okay. Yeah, I think so. 11:10.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. 11:10. Wow, almost at the end. Apotropin, the guardians, Osin Lakatanim, Sukkah, Velula, Vatitis, Vashofar, Vasefer Torah, Tfilin, Mazizah, Megillah. So they, yeah, they make for them all these things. Klal shadavar, the klal is kol mitzvah saseh sheyesh ba kitzba, any mitzvah saseh that has a limit, a set amount, bein shehi midivrei Torah, bein shehi midivrei sofrim, osin lahem. Whether it's midivrei Torah, midivrei sofrim, they do for them. I say what they do for them means that they like apportion enough money for them to do it. That's you can't do the mitzvah lulav for someone.
Right. Also, like, the sefer Torah here clearly doesn't mean Talmud Torah. It just means...
I think it means writing a sefer Torah.
Oh, you say writing. Okay.
Or
is going to write it?
Yeah. I assume that's what it means. And that has a kitzvah, even though it's a expensive kitzvah. Yeah. There's no yad pshuta. All right. Afal pish, wait, bein shi midivrei Torah, bein midivrei sofrim, ozin lahem, afal pish inan chayavim b'mitzvah mikol ha-mitzvos. Oh, we're talking about young kids. Oh, k'dei l'chanchan, ela k'dei l'chanchan. Wow. Yeah, so how do you do that with Sefer Torah? Okay, aval ein poskin alein tzedaka, v'afilu l'fidyon shvuim, we don't poskin tzedakah for them, even for redeeming captives. Yeah. I mean, because there's no limit to those mitzvahs.
So orphan gets...
I don't think it means that. I think it means you don't like distribute money to the orphan so that he can redeem a captive.
Yeah. Or you don't take money from him.
Or take money from him. Yeah, right. But if he gets captured, then you definitely save him. Yeah. Yeah.
Was,
yeah. Yeah. okay.
God takes vengeance for the.
okay, let's see. Let's go on here. V'afilu pinyin shvuim v'afilu pi sheyesh lahen mamon harbe, even though they have a lot of money. Just to note this, just in terms of like methodology, it is interesting how the Rambam brings down the halachos, that halacha here and there. Mm-hmm. Right there, it's in the context of the apotropin. Here, it's in the context of tzedakah. I don't know why he needs to do both. I mean, it's not that it's inappropriate in other places.
Not often.
I don't know. Like, I feel like there are cases where you have like a hidden halacha that like, I'll give you an example. Like the mitzvah of the chatotros is dispersed among tainios where you have chatotros on Eis Tzara and then in Maisa Korbanos when you have it on Bashas Korbanos, you know, he doesn't mention the other components of the mitzvah in both places, even though it's one Doraisa, you know. And I know this is not a Doraisa, but like it's, you know, he also, like, for example, right, there's the exact same halacha. Right. You could also say, for example, and again, this is a loose question, but like, you know, you have Hilchos Deos, which is how you treat orphans, and he doesn't put all aspects of orphan care there. You know, so yeah. If the dayan makes Pasagat is posek an amount on them. Kadei lasum lahem shame in order to make a reputation for them mutter. What does that mean? Lasum lahem shame lafarsamam piersum chiyuvi, to publicize them. I don't know what it means by piersum chiyuvi.
Of their chiyuv or of the chiyuv, like
I think a piersum that is necessary, like for a necessary reason. I don't know why he would have to do that. I mean, I could conceive of a fictional scenario, but like, I don't know. He's saying basically like, so the apotropin don't force the Yisomi to give tzedakah, but the Dayan, if the Dayan sees that I'm going to make up a fictional scenario. Ready? Let's say like some rich business owner does something like horrible with his, does some horrible crime and then dies. And his kid is an orphan. Mm-hmm. And the judge wants to like show that like the money that this guy had, you know, that this kid is now rich off of is like going to a good place. So like the judge makes the kid give tzedakah to some like organization that like rectifies what the crimes of his father, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what it means, but like it has to do with reputation. So I'm guessing. Yeah.
So there's like bad end who could feel.
Yeah.
Something father wings
Bad
mob.
We'll call this the Batman clause. Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
The Batman clause. Oh.
Yeah, right.
You mean literally the movie.
Sorry, the Bruce Wayne clause. What?
Okay, that really only means not Batman movie.
Yes, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Gabai Tzedaka Lokuchim min Hanashim Uminatinokos. He steals from the babies. No, I don't think that's what it means. Gavai Tzedaka collects from the women and from the Tinokos, Davar Muad, a little amount, of a low Davar Muruban, but not a lot. Yeah. I don't know if we'll see. Shechazkas Mamruba, Geneva, O Gazalme Shalacherim. What?
What?
Does it mean that the Chazaka of, he's saying the Chazka Merube is that it was stolen or robbed from others. The Kamahu Mu'atalem, what is a Mu'at for them? Hakol fi Osher Habalim o Anyuzan, all according to the wealth of their, the Baal, right? The Baal Bais, or their poverty. Okay, let's look at the Makbili here. Min Anashim, Iksaviyat Achanim Nosaf Umin Ha'avadim. Let's see what the Shelat has. Yeah?
If this is supposed to be that, he's assuming they're taking a lot from women. That means you're taking your husband's stuff instead of collecting through just directly to the husband, it's stealing to do it through his wife.
I'm not sure because he says bechezkas gzela, which makes it sound like we suspect that the money came from that. Let's see here. Gabi tzedaka lokum minavan. Okay, so the shelat has that. Wow, he doesn't note differences in girsa. That's interesting. Usually does. I don't trust him at all. No, I'm just kidding. Tinokos is yeladim ad gilha. Oh, this is specifically female kids. Mm. Girls is the word, right? Like, or is there a word for like yeladim ad gil habagers? Yeah, I guess
girls.
Yeah, girl.
Tinogo, so it sounds like 6-year-olds, like kids, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. She'inam medaktikim v'mutter uva iser. Okay, so these kids are not medaktik in mutter iser. Okay. I guess that's an assumption we're making. Dever muat, you take a sikum muat, a small sum. Shechezkas hamrube, hahanachahi, the premise is shedever mrube, shenosim nashim muktanim, nignav. So in other words, if women and kids give a lot, the assumption is that it was stolen. Nilkach b'chashay mibala v'lo yidiyazo. Yeah, we assume that they stole it from their husbands without his knowledge. Oh, nigzal, nilkach b'koach mibalav. Listen, honey, give me all your money. Right? That's a strange assumption. Was that a thing? And balim is ba'ala shal ha'isha o avi hatino. Wow. That I want to look into a little bit more. I mean, that's like, what kind of sociological... if Aishas Chayil Miyimtza, if you read that Aishas Chayil thing, she has her own business. She has her own vineyards. She's selling real estate. She can make her own money, and we don't assume that it's... what is she reaches out her hand and gives to the ani, kapa parcel ani yadehal shilcha le'avion, right? So she's giving to tzedakah. Ha! I mean, but yeah, we got to look into this. This is too weird of a halacha to pass up. Yeah, so we'll have to look into Geneva and This above a comma, so yeah, I guess for tomorrow. Bully and Ned there. Yeah. Okay, let's stop here for today. Very strange. Don't let the women hear.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.